Hi there, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photo blog where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis. But today I didn't get up to much, just a bit of a stroll around the office in which I work. Today's Wednesday, November the 24th, a cool end of spring day. It's summer next week, but we had 4 to 19 Celsius, 39 to 66 Fahrenheit. The forecasters promise a warmer end of spring coming up, but that remains to be seen. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody saw a touch of frost in the colder parts of this region this morning. Well, today was a random photography day. I had 20 minutes to take a stroll around the area in which I work. So what you see on my website and contained within this MP3 file, if you use iTunes software to look at the artwork, are six photographs taken from 200 meter radius of the building in which I work. First photograph, some gum leaves, eucalypt leaves, infected or attacked or reacting to an insect, laying eggs or living in the leaf, burrowing into the stem perhaps. A small insect or a wasp causes these galls. Some can be quite pretty. I think the rightmost of the two that we see in the photograph is a little bit ugly, though. Looks like a diseased leaf. Usually the tree lives quite happily or tolerably in a way of the damage done by these insects. Second photograph, a scene I've photographed before. I like the roof lines in this photograph. Several buildings with corrugated iron roofs. Two in metallic unpainted colour and one in red. And just poking out between two buildings a stone chimney. But for me, the scene is enhanced by the vista behind it, the trees, and then the hills across the valley. Third photograph, an immature magpie was quite happy to follow me around as I photographed it. I'm not quite sure why. There were several magpies in this area, all wild, or perhaps people feed them, which is why they're tolerant of humankind. The remaining three photographs were of some native flowers displaying their colours. The first is a callistemon, the so-called bottle brush, named after the shape of the flower, similar to the brush used to clean the inside of bottles. Next photograph, a strangely mauvey purple flower. I don't recall ever seeing this sort of flower before. Looks like feathers. Purple feathers, mauve feathers. So I must try and find out more about it. It's quite attractive in a sinister sort of way. And the final photograph for the day. This is the flower, strange flower, of what is probably a member of the kangaroo paw family. My first thought was that it's similar to deer antlers in velvet. That fine layer of skin that grows. Well, I was going to say grows over the horns, but the horn grows under the velvet, under the living skin, until it peels away. So there is a selection of photographs recording that which I saw around me in my 20 minutes escape from work at lunchtime. I'm Gordon Smith. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is lookandsee@gmail.com. So thanks for listening. Thanks for stopping by. Until next time, bye for now.